Okay, the honorable Mr. Polonius will be conducting your hearing now. Hang on.
Lou, do you have these next two?
Yeah, I have them.
I have one.
Okay. And then I think the last one's Ms. Cook.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Erica Lane Harper, 297226.
Thank you, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed under warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 19, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your teleconference screen, the individual sitting closest to you is me. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our committee corrections officer, Mr. O'Leary, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Harper and Mr. O'Leary, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Harper, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. Keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal with your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report in person to the MRPO located at 460 North Mesa Drive, Unit 211, Mesa, Arizona, within 24 hours of your release on or about December 4th, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Harper, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, ma'am. Just 1 second, so I can pull out some paperwork and make a motion. Based on Ms. Harper's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in the criminal record company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Harper, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. O'Leary is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. O'Leary.
Offender Harper was released from the Department of Corrections on December 4th of 2017. She was arrested on February 27th of 2018 by Tempe PD on her absconder warrant and new felony charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was returned back to DOC custody on that same day. She has 85 days absconded. Her projected supervision end date will be on June 26th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, criminal trespass, first degree, 6 months. One prior conviction, 2013, burglary into possession, 1 year. She has 2 terms with ADC. CUIR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 2, and substance abuse score of a 2. There was no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2015, transition, release, absconder for 107 days, administratively revoked, and also in 2015, TIS absconder for 45 days, reached her CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. She has minimal disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted. Her community risk level is a G2-V1, and status of charges, an email was received from Senior Parole Officer Matthew Poyser on Wednesday, March 28th of 2018. New felony charges for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia have been submitted by Detective Morley from Tempe PD on March 22nd of 2018. They are with the County Attorney's Office pending review.
Okay, so those charges are pending. Back to you, Ms. Harper. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC 132 South Ropes in Mesa, Arizona. On December 5th, 2017, CCO Lopez called TLC and was informed that you never established residency. Last known address was 2753 West Ocotillo Road, Phoenix, Arizona. So, Ms. Harper, where were you living after you failed to establish residency at TLC?
I went back to Tempe and I was living in a bush, honestly.
Meaning you were homeless off the street?
Yes, sir, which is where I've been since the last place of residence, the 2753. That was my grandmother's house, and she died in 2011. I've been homeless ever since.
Okay. Were you able to work at all when you were on the street?
No. And there's all kinds of reasons for why not, but I have a new plan for a plan of action. Before I signed to come to this hearing, I wasn't sure that I was going to get it, but yesterday I got approved for the employment program on Piestua, so I'm meeting with you guys. We're going to revoke it. I don't want to get out right now.
Okay.
That program I haven't worked in 10 years. So.
And may I ask you, because it sounds like we're going to move through this hearing fairly quickly, what this program entails, because it's good for us to understand. Because you sound very motivated.
Yeah, I am. I also have, I'm going to the Dream Center. I have, which is Pastor Walt and his wife are going to pick me up at the gate when I get out and take me to rep repair. So, and then they'll take me all of my parole. Saved if I have parole at all or whatever. The Employment Center is something that was initiated by Governor Ducey. It's on Piestua Yard, and it is basically resume building skills, and they have job fairs and stuff. It's run by DES and DOC, and they actively help, you know, those of us who, it's like intensive reentry. And when I was on Piestua in December before I left, I watched girls leave the yard with jobs already. So I'm very excited that I actually got it. It was just yesterday that I popped her in the computer. So.
Well, it's good to hear how motivated you sound about that, and it sounds like you've seen success in that program, and that's always a good sign for the state. Did you want to just kill your number? Is that what you were saying for the remainder of the hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's...
Yeah, I don't think that getting out would be a positive thing for me at this point. I think I need that program very much. And if I got out, I wouldn't get it. And, you know.
Well, again, it sounds like a good program for you, and I really hope that works out. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to bring the hearing to a close. Based on Ms. Harper stating that she wants to just kill her number and pursue programming inside the Department of Corrections for the remainder of her sentence, which again is seems to be until June 26, 2018. I will say that based on the information provided in warrant number 2017-W4157, our discussion with Ms. Harper as well as information provided by Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Harper was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal record company, inasmuch that she absconded from community supervision for 85 days in which community corrections could not account for her activity, and that is my motion.
Second.
Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Ryan and Mr. Johnson. Ms. Walker, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about, again, June 26, 2018. I'm certainly, I feel good about how motivated you are about this program. I hope it works out for you. We want to see you do well and be successful when you come out in June. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board today, Ms. Harper.
No problem. Thank you all.
If you can just put the phone down,